It's a very strange case because not much is known about the facts. A contract teacher in the School of Architecture and Planning was denied a contract renewal in her position, and she eventually lost her health benefits. The unidentified woman was said to be in Canada being treated for a serious illness. The university process in all of these cases is very confidential. That means the reasons why she was forced out aren't known, and many speakers say they can't censure the dean when the facts aren't known. Shibley says the process means it isn't just his decision.
When you say it's a dean's decision, it's not. I make a recommendation. The chairs make a recommendation. We get recommendations from other sources. We get information from other sources. Those recommendations go to the provost, and he recommends to the president for decision. And there's checks and balances and review processes in place as well. So you get a review. The union either does or doesn't have a say in this subject matter.
Even the executive committee of the Faculty Senate spent a lot of time on the case before letting the censure vote go forward without knowing much about the facts of the case. The former faculty member was notified June 22nd of last year of the decision not to renew her appointment, and various investigations took until now. President Satish Tripathi appeared to back Shibley and Provost Charles Zukoski. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.